When I was a village police officer, I didn't have a uniform, a bulletproof vest, handcuffs, or other materials needed. I was responding to as many as 3 suicide attempts a day, and sometimes I didn't even have rubber gloves to use. I didn't have things because the city of Mountain Village doesn't always have the budget to buy the equipment that we need, but I bet the state can afford to buy it. Why are village police officers so underfunded?
If I can take a stab at that, it's, I guess to answer your question, Anna, it's because primarily you're an employee of your village and there is no mechanism other than a grant or an appropriation that might be able to help on that. There is, however, some federal money available. The state has been cut back so much that where we might have been able to assist in some aspects, and we still may in some, we can't do it for everybody.
Okay, fair enough. But over the years, the state of Alaska has cut funding that would have gone to local police departments in the villages, right?
The state of Alaska basically has done away with a lot of things where there used to be a revenue sharing or whatnot.
Here's another question. I was only a village police officer for 8.5 months, and I had to assist in the arrest of 4 different village and tribal police officers. How can we improve the background checks or hiring process for local law enforcement?
Well, that one, Anna, it passed a few months. The governor signed a bill that authorizes the Alaska Police Standards Council to do background checks for communities like Mountain Village. Communities can actually take the proposed candidate and submit them to the Alaska Police Standards Council, where they will run the background checks on the candidates to help improve the quality of the person that you have.
It was really hard to do police work with literally no training at all. What can the state do to improve training for village police officers like me?
Anna, that's a good question. The Village Police Officer Academy roughly requires 48 hours of training per the regulations. Now, could we add more to it? Of course we could. But part of that is, again, it kind of falls back on the costs and how many instructors we get. It's meant to be that you would get to a situation and you would secure it until a state trooper arrives. That sounds good on paper, but in reality, we know that weather's a factor, availability of troopers is a factor. And so for those reasons, I think that having a discussion, a meeting, and what we can do to improve the VPO Academy and make all of you better prepared probably should be done sooner rather than later.
Yes, sir, I agree. Rural Alaska is generally really under-policed. You're from out here, so I'm sure you want to improve the situation. What are some of the challenges you're up against?
Well, that's a great question, too, Anna. When you are, as you know, the only first responder in any community, you're going to be busy. This is where the community needs to look at and kind of figure out how they can help their first responders. I've heard of one community who basically asked that unless it's a dire emergency, let's make one day a week where there's no kind of calls, if at all possible, to give that person a break.
I've actually, the whole 8.5 months that I was working, I was dispatching the police phones 24/7. And then there were times where I put Mountain on emergency calls only just so I can get some sleep, being the only village police officer. And I think that's a really good idea to have the community be aware that there's lack of police officers in the village that can handle all the calls.
Those are the kind of things that you sit down with the city council and you reach that agreement, because it's in their best interest to try to keep their village police officers employed and working for them as long as they possibly can.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate talking with you. That's all the questions that I had for you, unless if you have anything else you would like to discuss.
Well, I do, actually. And I'd been a police officer for a long time, but I had the luxury of having a lot of other police officers standing alongside of me. I know the work is tough, And it's tougher when you have to do it alone, and it's tougher when you don't get a break. So my hat is off to you, Anna. Thank you for your service.